So if the intention conforms, remember some people say that my intention is straight, my intention is pure, but I do not practice. I love the religion. I want to pray. The intention is there, but I don't practice. Will I be rewarded for that intention? No. The intention has to conform with the ilm and with the amal. There has to be ilm that is sound. There has to be amal that conforms with the ilm. And then there has to be ikhlas and niyat. That means that there has to be sincerity that supports the previous two steps. Ilm and amal. If there's only ikhlas, there's no ilm, or there's no amal, a person will not benefit from that action. It's very, very important. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made it very clear that your actions will be rewarded based upon the strength of your intention. How solid is the commitment there? That's why when we study the invitation of prophets, the da'wah of prophets, they went through a lot. They were persecuted, they were taunted, they had to forsake many dreams, many ambitions, and they confined their life in the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Think about it, the Prophet of Allah, he gives da'wah and his daughter returns back home divorced. Because of da'wah. The ones that loved him, labeled him as Amin and trustworthy and Siddiq and Sadiq, those people became his staunch enemies. But when we study the intention of the prophets, there is a very famous ayah in the Quran that has been repeated over and over again. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the statement of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the statement of Hazrat Salih, the statement of Hazrat Shu'ayb, the statement of Hazrat Lut, the statement of Hazrat Hud. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That I come and I invite you to the right path, to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. My intention is not that you will reward me. I don't want reward from you. You like it, you dislike it. You behave humanely or you behave as an animal. You treat me in a good fashion or in a bad fashion. You accept or you reject. My reward is not from you. That's not my intention. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْءٍ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My reward lies with Allah Rabbul Izzat. This was the intention of the prophets. And when the intention is so firm, and it is not contaminated with other side issues, then it becomes very easy for that person to pursue that line. Nothing becomes an obstacle for him. Nothing can move him away from his motive, his objective, his maqsad. And that is to invite humanity. Sometimes we see that we may go out, knock on one door, knock on two doors. But when we find a negative reaction, we pull away. And that is because the sincerity is not at par. There is a weakness in that sincerity. Many people come and they put this complaint and they will say that I treated this person, I brought him to my house, I fed him, I sheltered him, I provided shelter for him, I took care of him. And now this person has attained permanent residency of this country, and he doesn't even give salam to me. Doesn't even give salam to me. Happens. Many people say this. Doesn't give salam to me. Of course we are humans. We would like somebody to appreciate our efforts. But even if he does not give salam, if your intention is correct, and you did it to please Allah Rabbul Izzah, not the human being, we provided shelter for this person because it is the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah. We took care of a human being because this is the order of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then there is nothing to worry. You have done good on your behalf. That person is doing wrong. He will have to give account of that. But your reward lies with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So there is no reason for you to be very, very upset. Of course, we are going to be upset But do not allow this to be so overwhelming that it takes care and takes control of your thoughts and your energies. Because the ajr is with Allah Rabbul Izzat. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. There's a hadith a Qudsi in Bukhari Sharif, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma reports. And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fima yarwi an Rabbihi azza wa jal qal. So Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates from those things that the Prophet of Allah related from Allah Rabbul Izzat, known as Hadith Qudsi. And what did Allah Rabbul Izzat say? إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ ذَلِكَ. Allah Rabbul Izzat spelled out what is good and what is bad, and informed the angels that are appointed, that are known as كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Inform them what is good and what is bad. But see the effect of intention in our actions. This hadith is in Bukhari. And the Prophet of Allah says that Allah Rabbul Izzat informed me. This is a hadith of Qudsi. Man hamma bihasanatin falam ya'malha katabaha Allahu lahu indahu hasanatan kamilatan. A person that has the intention to do good. Man hamma bihasanatin. A person that has the intention to do good. Falam ya'malha. For some reason he could not engage in that good, could not perform that virtuous, that meritorious act, that intention will not go to a waste. Because the intention is noble. كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. That person will be rewarded one complete reward in his book for making the intention. فَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا وَعَمِلَهَا. If he makes the intention of good, وَعَمِلَهَا, and puts it to practice. He practices, he follows up the good intention. كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشَرَ حَسَنَاتِ إِلَى سَبْءِ مِئَةِ ضِعْفِ إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرَةٍ. This is the power of the intention. Intention will increase the reward. A person may do an act that is very, very small in his eyes, but if it is beautified and covered with ikhlas, that act on the day of judgment will be like the mountain of Uhud in reward. But if a person does an act that is large in size, glowing to the eye, spectacular to the eye,